Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Back to some of the matchups here. You talk about a young secondary here for Kansas City, and that's true. That's why I was surprised to find that Kansas City is one of the more heavy man coverage teams in the NFL. Since their week 8 bye, Kansas City has run man coverage nearly 40% of the time. That's the sixth highest man percentage in the NFL in that span. So now I go back to some of your data, and you would look at that and you would think, man, A.J. Brown's got a real great chance to have a really great game. Yeah. On Sunday.
Yeah, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I mean, they're I wonder if they might end up being, you know, because A.J. Brown has been top three in success rate versus man for, like, I think two or three straight years here, obviously, before we get the results from this past season. And, I mean, Devontae Smith, that guy is just always open. I wonder if they might, in terms of teammates, be like the two guys that crack the top 10. We've seen that happen before in terms of like great receiving duos and reception perception be top 10 in success rate versus man coverage. I wonder if they can get there because these guys are just always open, especially against man coverage. And AJ Brown especially, yeah, you're right, he just shreds man coverage. And he's kind of had like a quiet playoff run. AJ Brown
for sure. Oh yeah,
he was chirping about it after the Giants game. You know, which is funny. If you do that and you're a New York Jet, you get traded or you get benched for a week, right? Right. I know our listeners love when we talk about the Jets, but yes, and exactly. Elijah Moore and that whole thing. But yeah, no, I mean, he kind of chirped a little bit about that, a little bit of frustration, despite the fact that they dog walked the Giants. And then they kind of like made an active effort to get him the ball early. In that game against the 49ers, but he had 8 targets, but it didn't amount to very much. They didn't really need him to do very much. I think this would be a game where, you know, and it kind of depends, honestly, on Jalen Hurts' shoulder. That is definitely, like, neither of these quarterbacks are going to be 100% for this game.
Such a great point.
Hurts' shoulder's definitely not there. We know about Mahomes' ankle. I think probably Hurts has been a little bit more... Would you say he's been a little bit more affected as a rusher or as a passer in terms of the shoulder injury? I think I've seen it more in terms of like just slight hesitation when it comes to him as a runner more so than a thrower. But that is something to keep in mind if we're talking about big passing game performances.
I think that's such a great point. And, you know, I think they masked a lot of that with a game plan against San Francisco, right? Like a ton, a ton of short passing concepts for what Philadelphia was doing. And, you know, and it brings me back to the game plan as well. Now, they ended up wanting to run the ball a lot, and that was fine because San Francisco couldn't mount an offense, right? And so eventually the defense did break down. But at least early on, I was thinking like, wow, what a terrible game plan coming in. You want to run against like literally the best rush defense in the NFL? Like, what are we doing here, right? But then I started thinking about it, as you mentioned, I think it's because the team was really trying to protect the shoulder for Jalen Hurts. And if he had tweaked it or suffered some minor setback or something, you're never going to hear about that, dude. Yeah. You're never going to hear about that, right? But now he's got 2 weeks of rest. So I wonder if that shoulder is starting to feel a lot better. But you're right, though. Against San Francisco, I thought it was very, very clear that the Eagles wanted to protect Jalen Hurts, short passing concepts, and again, running the hell out of the ball, even though they had to know that is probably not the best strategy, but it's the best strategy to keep Jalen Hurts healthy.
Also, they're a really, really good rushing team. I mean, because, and I know people pushed back on me a little bit when I said this, like that it wasn't as crazy as I thought. I still think it's crazy that the Eagles are back in a Super Bowl 5-6 years after they just won one with a different head coach and a different quarterback. And
different quarterback. It's nuts. It's crazy. How do you do that?
That's what I'm saying. I know it's not like they were just here yesterday or like a season ago or something. But right. How many teams have – I mean, it's always tough to talk about this because the Patriots just won so many damn Super Bowls. But like how many teams have been to Super Bowls back-to-back with a different head coach – or not back-to-back, but in a short time frame with a different head coach and a different quarterback? I know the Rams obviously went back with a different quarterback and they won one, but they had the same head coach. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen very often. No. Because these are the two pillar points of building franchises. These are the two pillar points of stability. It's head coach and it's quarterback. But for the Eagles, obviously Howie Roseman has done a great job building this team, and he's done a great job building the team in the trenches. That's sort of been their identity point. We talked about the defensive line. Howie like doubled down on that team building aspect by making two literal big additions in the middle of the season when they signed Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh, when they were getting run all over and they're like, enough of this. Let's just go get these two big boys and throw them on our defensive line and we're going to fix this problem. But as an offensive line, I mean, one of the guys who was there for that last Super Bowl run was Jason Kelce. He's still playing at like a Hall of Fame level. He's like a weapon in some of those pin pull plays, as a center, like getting out there, getting to the second level. They're the best, or they're one of the top teams in terms of adjusted line yards on the second level of defense, on the defense, because they've got guys like Kelce who are so athletic, and Lane Johnson obviously is athletic as well on the move. They've got Landon Dickerson, he's an injury situation to kind of keep an eye on because he got a little banged up last week, or 2 weeks ago. So their offensive line is so good that, you can go into a matchup like with the San Francisco 49ers, who have the best run defense in the NFL, and still be like, you know what? We can run on those guys because our line is that good. And Miles Sanders, obviously, I'm not trying to take away from him. He's a good back, but it obviously all starts up front for the Eagles. That is the identity of this team.
Yeah, I think you're right. But again, it was a surprise, because where San Francisco was weak this year was on the outside corners, right? And then you figure, okay, well, they got A.J. Brown, so obviously they're going to throw to him. Well, they really didn't, right? As you mentioned, they tried to get him going a little bit early on. But nothing, I don't think they really tested downfield San Francisco's defense. And again, that outside corner spots for them, for San Francisco has been an issue, I think, all year long. So it was, to me, I thought it was a clear cut AJ Brown, let's just toss it and see what happens kind of game. But again, I think it goes back to that Hurts shoulder, man. Like I'm very interested in, and it's a point that I hadn't really thought of until you just brought it up right now, about what that might mean for the Super Bowl as well. Hey, Kansas City, from their defensive schematic standpoint, as I mentioned, very, pretty man heavy, relative speaking, right? So 40% man, which is pretty heavy in the NFL nowadays. But, I tell you what, they lead the NFL in two high safeties, right? So whether it's cover two or two high with man coverage on the outside, they're going to run that two high safety look. And they run it at nearly 60%. Of their defensive snaps. And again, that led the NFL. Jalen Hurts led the league in quarterback rating versus two high safety shells this year, 5 touchdowns to 0 interceptions. Pretty good. Also led the league in completion percentage versus two high. In your estimation, how do you think that might help somebody? I think that will try to limit AJ Brown a bit, but as you mentioned, man, Devontae Smith has been, I mean, quietly, he's actually been the lead dog for the past month or so for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and I think that like the last game against the 49ers, their over-under like receiving lines were pretty close. So I think it was 68.5 for AJ Brown and 65.5 for Devontae Smith. And it took a long time for that to catch up, despite the fact that Smith has been more productive. And that's not even like AJ Brown is overrated thing. That's just like, no, Devontae Smith
Devontae's
is that good. By the way, it should not be like a hot take. The guy won the freaking Heisman Trophy. Wide receivers never win the Heisman. Okay. It's unbelievable. Right. He's an unbelievable player. He's Devontae Smith. And this is what makes the Eagles offense such a pain in the ass to go against, because we're talking about these two perimeter receivers, and you know, they don't really mess around with like a third receiver like Zach Pascal or you know, Quez Watkins or anything. It's mostly the ball is going to go to these two guys in terms of the wide receiver room, these perimeter players, and they're great man coverage beaters. They can win short, deep, intermediate. They have a great running game. So yeah, you're probably, it's like, if I'm a defensive coordinator, it's like, do I dedicate resources to try to not get ripped up by these two receivers? Or do I bring a safety down into the box to try to account for their rushing game? Do I not want to get destroyed on the second level by Jason Kelce and the boys, and or even Jalen Hurts propping up for another big rushing performance? And then you also have Dallas Goedert, a name we haven't said on the podcast yet. You know, it was kind of absent for a while because, you know, he was out. And then when he kind of got back, Jalen Hurts wasn't 100%. But they have been, Dallas Goedert at least, has been the most productive from like a yards per target, yards per route run standpoint. When he runs screen routes, he's been the most productive tight end by a lot in the NFL on those screen passes. Super efficient. And it's crazy. Like the tight end screen is such a huge, it's another way that they can beat man coverage. So like he could be a guy that catches like five balls and five impactful balls in this game. My God, I mean, it's just so tough. It's just a really tough way to defend this offense.
There's no doubt. All right. So there you go. That's the show, man. Again, if you guys would be so kind as to subscribe and rate the podcast, that would be great. And of course, check out the website, receptionperception.com. Super Bowl! Last game of the year. Let's go. All right, for Matt Harmon, I'm James Coe. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.